This is a Tadad podcast.
Bonjour et bienvenue.
Hello and welcome to the Tadad podcast. My name is Annette Schmitz from the Tadad Secretariat. Tadad is a tool developed by international capacity development partners with technical input from a wide range of experts to help make tax administrations around the world become more efficient by using internationally accepted good practices. The Tadad Steering Committee, SC, oversees the Tadad program and is comprised of contributing partners that include France, Germany, the International Monetary Fund, Japan, the Netherlands, Norway, Switzerland, the United Kingdom, and the World Bank. These Tadad partners elect a chair amongst themselves on a rotational basis every year. Switzerland has chaired the SC since June 2020. And as its chairmanship comes to a close, we sit down to have a chat with the chairperson, Mr. Carlos Orjales. The discussion will revolve around Switzerland's long-standing support of the Tadad framework and the road ahead. We will also speak with colleagues from Burkina Faso and Peru. They will share with us their experiences collaborating with Switzerland and leveraging the Tadad framework in their domestic revenue mobilization efforts. And finally, with our last guest from the private sector, we will speak about how the good practices espoused by the Tadad framework has informed them in developing support tools for tax administrations. To learn more from a country's perspective and to discover how Tadad is used as a self-assessment tool, we are traveling virtually to Burkina Faso to speak with Mr. Hamadou Kabore, a tax auditor who heads up strategy and tracks reforms at the Burkina Faso General Directorate of Taxes, or DGI for short. Welcome to the podcast, Hamadou.
Bonjour.
Hello, Annette. Thank you very much.
Hamadou, how was the first Tadad assessment viewed by the senior management and the tax auditors themselves at DGI?
Thank you, Annette. First of all, as you mentioned, my name is Hamadou Kabore. I'm a service-level tax auditor involved in strategy and monitoring reforms. I would first off like to thank the Tadad service for allowing us to be part of this exchange of experiences. On behalf of the General Director of Taxes and the authorities from Burkina Faso, we sincerely thank all of you. So back to your question. The first Tadad assessment did not have any pushback from the agents. This assessment was also lauded at the top levels by the General Directorate of Taxes and the Burkina authorities, as well as by the agents of the structure, all the tax auditors, and the agents in the front office.
Initially, was there a reluctance or was there interest in the assessment?
Yes, there was a lot of interest on the part of agents for this assessment. In any event, all the actors were involved to allow the Tadad evaluation to take place. Everyone was very enthusiastic about this assessment.
How was the preparation process? How many people were involved?
One thing I can say is that the preparation process was done according to Tadad's recommendations. First of all, a focal point had been designated. I myself was appointed as the focal point to oversee the evaluators. Next, there were exchanges with the evaluators before they arrived in the field in Burkina Faso. These exchanges focused on logistical issues, confirming the different evaluation dates and training. After this, stakeholders were trained. Around 20 people were trained on the Tadad assessment. At the end of training, the evaluator sent us a pre-questionnaire. This pre-questionnaire allowed us to collect a fair amount of data, and we were able to relay this to the evaluators before they arrived.
And what exactly was your role before, during, and after the assessment?
As I mentioned before, I'm the focal point. But before the diagnosis, I obviously played the role of the liaison between the evaluators and the tax authorities. At this point, we shared information about the data collected and the logistics. We then gathered all the data that the evaluators required. Before the assessment, there was a training session where we attempted to interact with the structures involved. But before this training took place, we appointed the agents who would participate in the assessment and the training. Then the training was held. The evaluators arrived and we went through all of their concerns. We provided the logistics for the assessment. We went to all departments during the assessment, the different boards that raised their concerns. Questions on the subjects of the analysis and indicators were shared with the various stakeholders at both the central management level and the operational level. Additionally, at the operational level, we traveled with the evaluators and saw the actual circumstances that these agents experience in their respective departments firsthand. We were able to collect the information needed for the evaluators to examine and grade the various indicators.
How would DGI evaluate the TADAT methodology? Do you think it's complete enough? Do you have any suggestions for improvements?
I think that TADAT is really suited for our administrations, in that TADAT accounts for all the various duties of a tax administration. In all cases, TADAT has become indispensable and is an ever-evolving tool. We discovered that the second guide published in 2019, compared to the first one published in 2015, had already addressed a number of concerns. Specifically, we saw that taxes on domestic consumption are much more prominent in the second guide, and that in terms of human resources, human equity is much more emphasized. As long as it is an evolutionary process, we consider it to the proper tool for our tax administrations. Agents were able to point out a number of inadequacies during assessments. But there's one issue that I'd like to note. We do not account for land taxes in the various tax-based categories. Of course, there are some concerns right now. These issues come up repeatedly in many structures. But like I said before, because this process is always evolving, these concerns will no doubt be resolved over time. So once again, I believe that TADAT is the right tool for our tax administrations.
How was the outcome of the TADAT assessment received at the senior management level? Were the results from the evaluation discussed? At what level? And did they have any impact on DGI's improvement or reform plans?
Yes, the findings from the TADAT assessment were well-liked by the higher-ups. This was, in fact, discussed at the highest level. Additionally, these findings were also discussed with all the partners and agents during the assessment. At the operational services level, all of these discussions led to a consensus on the requirements that should be addressed. I'd like to add that the outcomes from the TADAT assessment were reported to the expanded board of directors of the General Directorate for Taxation, which is the decision-making entity empowered to provide its opinion on a series of reforms. I can also state that the findings from the TADAT had a positive impact on some of the decisions made at DGI. The proof is that we have addressed some reforms in light of the deficits that were detected from the assessment. And we've also tried to reinforce the successes, because TADAT has also identified those which are strengths that we need to build on. If we don't reinforce them, we run the risk of dropping down to much lower ratings. So we take all this data into consideration.
Do you think TADAT facilitates discussions on possible improvements in the way that the DGI operates?
Tout à fait.
TADAT surely facilitates these diverse exchanges. The proof is, when we had the TADAT assessment, we were pleasantly surprised to see that in each expert visit, the evaluators or technical assistant staffer already had a solid understanding of Burkina Faso's tax administration and its difficulties. We're managing the planned reform options on the basis of these deficits.
Have the results from the assessment been made public? Was there any reluctance to releasing it?
Overall, I'd say that the results have been accepted. The General Directorate of Taxes made the decision to release the findings from TADAT because the goal for us with TADAT is simply to know about our deficiencies.
Once we understand our shortcomings, we're able to put the needed reforms in place. From the start, DGI was not at all reluctant to publish the report on the Tadat Secretariat website, and these reports were widely circulated within the DGI itself.
Why did you decide to perform a self-assessment in 2020?
Following the 2017 assessment, we devised an action plan to improve the Tadat indicators. This action plan covered the period from 2018 to 2020. It helped for us to ask ourselves questions and take a look in the rearview mirror to see how far we've come. So in addition to the actions and with an eye on a future evaluation, we thought it'd be a good idea to perform a self-assessment to see where we are. As such, if there are elements to be completed or if there are collective actions to be done, we can do them before the next assessment. During the self-assessment over the coming days, we'll check the action plan, updating it to reflect remaining deficiencies and successes.
Do you think that Tadat indicators can also be used to establish an internal system to monitor performance?
Oh, absolutely. This is what the General Director of Taxes is currently doing. We have an advisory structure that assembles all the decision makers around a project that we call the Priority Action Plan. And more, there are some performance elements that are explored. Each element has its own Tadat indicator, adapted to different professions. And we track the progression of these indicators on a daily basis.
What lessons have you learned from the Tadat assessment?
We've learned a lot of lessons from the Tadat assessment. What I recall is the importance of the evidence. Before the Tadat assessment, there were some steps taken and procedures carried out, but they were unfortunately not documented. The Tadat assessment has helped us realize that everything is based on evidence. We have therefore created mechanisms that allow us to manage this evidence now. There's also the aspect of monitoring. Tadat has taught us that in order to improve our rankings, we need to regularly monitor the actions we take in order to improve our indicators. Plus, like I said before, Tadat is a tool that allows us to instill a solid dynamic into the reforms, seeking reforms that can resolve the deficiencies we've detected.
Any final words?
Thanks a lot. To conclude, if I may, on behalf of the General Director of Taxes and the Minister of Economy, Finance and Development, I'd like to thank our partners. We'd first like to thank the Tadat Secretariat, which has been with us since the beginning. Our thanks also go to the Swiss Cooperation through SECO. For several years, the Swiss Cooperation has supported us in many projects. They're the ones who provided funding for the Tadat 2017 assessment. This allowed us to see gains in productivity. They also supported us in the computerization of services. You may have noticed that we had difficulties with the teleprocedures for the Tadat 2017 assessment. Thanks to a contribution by Swiss Cooperation, there is now a set of elements that allowed us to gain positive points in Tadat. Finally, included among these partners is the European Union, which has lent us a lot of support and continues to do so. On behalf of the hierarchy, I would like to thank all those stakeholders.
Thank you for sharing Burkina Faso's experiences, Hamadou. It was a pleasure speaking with you today.
It's I who'd like to thank you. It was my pleasure.
Please stay with us and join us for part three of this episode. We speak with Sonia Rodriguez about Peru's experiences with their Tadat assessment.
The Tadat podcast is available free of charge. The views expressed in the Tadat podcast are those of the authors and do not necessarily represent those of the International Monetary Fund or the IMF policy. Materials from the podcast may be reproduced with proper attribution. Comments and correspondence may be emailed to podcast@tadat.org. Tadat is a collaborative undertaking of the following partners: France, Germany, the International Monetary Fund, Japan, the Netherlands, Norway, Switzerland, the United Kingdom, and the World Bank.